sun.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Zion Hill, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life. The brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed. Inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God. This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. This is Minister Lily B. and Minister Fanny Reed with One Verse Prayer Ministry. This morning, my topic is called peace. The world needs peace today. Wouldn't we all agree? Amen? The scripture in reference is Philippians 4 and 7. It's a very familiar scripture to everyone. And I'm reading from the NIV, New International Version. Amen? And it said, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen? I think we all would agree we need peace in our hearts, and we need the peace of God to be in our minds so that it can guard our minds against all negative inner voices. Amen? Because we all have them. And in this season, in this time, and in this world, we have a lot of confused people with a lot of confused ideas about the Word of God. Even some people that are Christians, amen, they are not exempt either. First, I want to give you a definition of peace according to Webster Dictionary, amen? Peace, freedom from disturbance, tranquility. Peace, inner peace refers to a state of being mentally and spiritually and peace with an experience with enough knowledge and understanding to keep oneself strong in the face of discord or stress. Being at peace is considered by many to be healthy and the opposite of being stressed or anxious. Wouldn't we all agree with that world's definition? But I also have something else to say. The world peace is temporal. That means temporary. It's based on feelings. It's based on things that you have, things that you might get. That's temporal. That means it's a temporary state. Amen? Jesus' peace is eternal. That means no matter what's going on, no matter who did what or why they did what they did, that peace that God gives you is beyond your understanding and it's eternal. That means it's going to be there forever. Amen? As long as you are one of the children of God, and even if you're not, peace of God just causes calmness and peace in your soul. Amen? All right. Peace, God grants us peace beyond our small understanding. I will use the word finite because it's very small. Finite understanding. Peace of God is a stabilizer. Amen? In the midst of our storms. His peace, he has left with us. The anointing for our peace has already been released for his children. So the anointing of peace is already released. Amen? It will cause you to remain calm when trouble rises. And I think right now we are in the midst of this COVID-19 crisis. And if you really don't have the peace of God and you don't have any stability in God, you're going to be all over the place. You're going to be panicking all the time. Your mind and your heart and soul will not be at peace. You'll be grabbing stuff like this example of the woman that was buying 30 gallons of milk at one time. Amen? This is all because you don't have a sense of peace. You don't know who you are, and you definitely can't know who God is because he provides peace beyond our understanding. It don't mean we're not going to have trouble, but we know how to stand still while the trouble is going on and don't crumble like a cookie. Amen? The world doesn't offer much peace, very limited peace. Just look around. The world cannot give it because the world doesn't know the one who is peace. Amen? But for those who have the spirit of peace within us, peace is an inner thing. It's inner peace. That will cause you to be calm and stress-free. Amen? Not that you're not aware or you have your head buried in the sand. It's that you are not troubled by the chaos and the situations that's going on around you. Amen? That's why God said he give you peace in the midst of a storm. That's his assurance to let you know. Even if the storm is raging, if you got the peace of God, you're going to be calm. And there's something else about having peace. If you don't have no peace, you really don't know how to get out of what you're in. You're running to and fro, getting everything, grabbing hold to everything, believing everything, because you don't know who peace is. Amen? And we see that right now on the land. The peace of Christ is possible no matter the circumstances. We can reject the chaos of the world. Do you realize you have a choice? You can reject the chaos, or you can fall in with the chaos of the world. And we can reject the chaos of the world, or we can embrace God's peace. The book of Philippians tells us how. I'm going to tell you how right now, okay? First thing, choose to rejoice in God. And while he is bringing all you, choose to believe in God. In other words, choose to rejoice and believe God. The next thing is bring all your worries, fears, and cares and concerns to him in prayer. God tell you, take everything, bring everything to the Lord in prayer. So that's what you do next. Take your concerns, take your worries, take your fears, whatever's going on with you, and bring it to God because he cares for you. Devil believe the lie the devil tells that God is not concerned. He's off somewhere. God is an ever-present help in a time of need. Amen? So that means you need to know what your words say about what God can do for you. Amen? Third, fill your mind with God's truth. If you know the truth, it will set you free. Know what the word of God say about you, concerning you, and the benefits he has for you. Amen? There's a simple scripture say the bread, I can't tell you where it's at, but it says the bread belongs to the children. So if you are a child of God, you're entitled to go before him with your concerns, with your cares, and let him know. Amen? Never be fearful to let God know what's going on with you, because your God and my God and our God is big enough to take care of his children and every situation that's going on with you. Amen? Choose to think about the things of God. Meditate on the word of God day and night, and you will find health and marrow even to your bones. Amen? What could be better than that? Those are four things you can do, man. You can choose to think about the things of God or think about the things of the world. You can fill your mind with the word of God, or you can fill your mind with the things of the world. You can rejoice at the word of God and know who he is, or you can have a chaotic day every day if you don't know the word. And the word of God tells us bring all our cares. So there is nothing that you can bring before God that he will not understand and that he will not take care of. Amen. Be blessed in Jesus' name. And remember, God loves you. Take care of yourself. Read the word. Know the word. speak the word over your life. Amen.
Praise God. I'm Minister Fanny, and we are going to pray. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify, we magnify your name today. We thank you for a brand new day we have never witnessed before, a day you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for waking us up early this morning and closing our right mind. We thank you for a mind of Christ, a mind to serve you and call upon your name this day. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come to you with a heart of repentance, asking forgiveness. Forgive us for our sin. Block out our transgressions and wash away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now. We lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge in you this morning. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you for knowledge and wisdom and understanding. You say, after all I get in, get an understanding. And ask for wisdom, because wisdom is the principal thing. We thank you for wisdom today. We thank you for understanding today. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today that you gave us power and authority over the earth, the sea, the fish, and the fowls of the air. Every creeping and crawling thing there. So we take authority over the enemy today. We rebuke and bind the work of the enemy. We cancel every contract, reverse every curse, and pull down every stronghold. In the name of Jesus. Every plan the enemy got out against us, our immediate family, our extended family, the world families, all over the world, we curse it to the root. In the name of Jesus. Father God, you say everything in the world belongs to you. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof. The cattle on the hill, all the silver and the gold, it belongs to you. So we thank you today, God, for supplying all our needs. Nothing is too hard or impossible for you to do. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today for peace. Peace the world can't give us and the world cannot take away. Peace surpass all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God. You said in your word, if the earth crumbles down around us, be still and know that you are God. The only way we're going to be still, we're going to have to know that you are God. Father God, teach us how to study your word and show ourselves approved. Teach us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. You say, meditate on your word day and night. Let it not depart from our lips nor our eyes. Therefore, we will find health and strength even to the marrow of our bones. We thank you today, God. We thank you for peace right now. No matter what's going on, even in the midst of the storm, you say you give us peace. We'll be able to lay down and sleep at night. We'll be able to walk around without worrying about things happening to us. Because you say he who dwells in the secret place should abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you, God, that you're keeping a hedge of protection around us. You're keeping us from seen and unseen danger. We thank you today, God, that we are covered in the blood of Jesus. The blood that never loses power nor its stain. We thank you today, God, that we got the hedge of protection around us in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise today. We thank you today, God, that you are supplying needs, because you say you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you today, God, that you touches our body, because you say you was bruised for our transgressions, wounded for our iniquity. Chastisement of your peace is upon us, and by your stripes we are already healed. We thank you today, God, that you are supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and praise. We thank you today, God, for the peace right now. The peace of God that resting up on us in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you today. We praise you today. We thank you that we are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. We are the lenders and not the borrower. We thank you today, God. Everything that the palmer worm, the caterpillar, the locust, and the canker worm have eaten up, you have already restored it back to us. Because you said in your word, for our sake, you even redeemed the time. We thank you today, God, for redeeming our time. And God, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience.